everyone. Thank you for joining the LSB meeting tonight, and we will go ahead and start. This is the WPFW LSB meeting. It's Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. And at this time, as we start the meeting, we will begin with, I can't believe I don't have it, but that's okay. So we're going to go ahead and start the meeting. And the first thing we will do is ask that there be a roll call of the board members. We have identified that we have quorum. So Ellen, would you please call the roll?
Irene Adams. Is she on yet? No, I don't see her. Yao. I don't see him. Thomas Blanton, I did see
here.
Him. Karen Briggs. Sarah. Sarah's on, but Sarah Brown.
Here.
Okay.
Here.
All right. I heard you now.
Okay.
Verna. Verna. Okay. She's probably coming. Wayne Bruce. I did see him.
Here.
Bill Curtis.
Here.
Violetta.
Here.
Vanessa.
Here.
Vicki Gass. Vicki Gass. I don't see her. Wanda. She's here.
Here.
Sue Goodwin.
Present.
Donna Grimes. I don't see her. Kamau.
Present.
Julie.
Here.
Arthur Highland.
I am here.
Patrick Morrison.
Here.
Lucy Murphy. Not here. Okay. Ron Pinchback. I did see
here.
Him. Okay. Eric Ramey.
Present.
Minerva. She's here.
Sorry, present, okay. And who, some, whoever, please
Pinchback.
Mute.
Pinchback, please mute.
Please mute. Do you have a way to mute him?
I could.
Okay.
He's
okay, please. Thank you.
Okay. Adele? Yeah, she's here.
Here, sorry.
That's okay. And Dennis said he will be a little bit late today, but he will be here. Okay, those who, I haven't heard anything from Irene. Is Irene?
I'm here. Okay. I am here.
Yao? I don't see, and I haven't heard anything from Yao, and he already has two unexplained absences, excused absences, and this would be his third. So I have to send him a letter. He only has another. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And he has had two. He'll come 2 months, and then a month he's off, and 2 months. So
okay.
I need to send a letter.
Okay,
and I will
Ellen.
Let you know about the letter.
Ellen,
send it and
let's
everything.
Talk about that offline, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Karen Briggs, I haven't heard from. Has anyone heard from Karen Briggs?
I don't have any information from Karen. She may join us later.
Okay, Verna Avery. Brown, has anybody heard from her?
No information from Verna at this time.
I sent her the link, so I know she is coming.
I'm looking at Verna's square. She's on.
Oh, okay. I don't see. Wait a minute. Where? Okay. And Vicky Gass? I don't see her. Has anyone heard from Vicky Gass?
Ellen, just make a note of the names and we'll check for them later to see if they sign in. Okay.
All right. And Donna Grimes, I have one. I haven't seen her, so I did. And just please let me know if they come in because I'll be typing and I won't see.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam
Chair. So, yes. Mr. Tatum, go ahead.
I would suggest that all board members either notify you or the secretary. And that's it. Because when you say, has so-and-so, has anybody heard of so-and-so? No, because it doesn't work like that. You've got to let the secretary know and or the chair know. Those are only two people. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tatum. And let me reverse that. They will need to let the chair know and also copy the secretary so that we have the notification. Okay. And the names that were called so far, I don't have any information. And I gather the secretary doesn't either because she would have said something. And I did get the information from Dennis. So now we're going to, move forward with the meetings. And, as I shared earlier, excited to have the meeting tonight and have those individuals who will begin serving the board in December, the new members, join. We have some of them that were able to join us tonight, and we have others who are I'm welcoming back to the board. We had an interesting election, and so we have I'm going to start with the new members because, as I stated, excited to have them with us, and one being Michael Byfield, who has joined us. And Michael, you'll have voting rights and so on and so forth at our next meeting in December once you guys have been received on the board. And we also have Robert Gordon, but he wasn't able to join us. But I love Robert's email. It said, please, I'm not able to join tonight, but identify where you need me to work. I'm here to serve. So excited to have him joining us. We have Mariah McLean. And thank you for joining us tonight, Mariah. And thank you for agreeing to serve on this local station board. I'm not sure if Tony Leon has signed on, but he may be joining us as well. Let's see. And then we have returning to the board will be Dennis and Ron Pinchback and Wanda, Vicky. Yeah, Vicky Gass, and I don't want to miss anyone. Karen Briggs. So, and Vanessa Dixon Briggs. So we're excited to have the individuals returning and also the new individuals coming on. And so starting in December through 2024, we should have a very exciting year, and just encouraging everyone to come on and identify where they would like to serve and be part of the board.
Chair, point of order or something.
Go right ahead.
Did you say Wayne Bruce? I don't think I heard his name.
Wayne, I didn't call your name. I'm sorry.
No, Madam Chair, but that's all right. I don't feel bad.
Oh, okay. Look,
I'm gonna be
you
here
say?
Anyway.
You're under the radar, but and thank you. That's a message. You're here, and thank you for coming back and being here with us. Now I will say we do have some people that will be leaving the board, and Donna Grimes is one. I think she's a runner up, so that when we start looking at individuals who might need to replace some of the people who are currently on the board that might have to step away for whatever reason, we have Donna and we have a few other people. I had asked Ellen to put together a list, and we'll be working on this because I think that we all need to know the people that ran, and a large number ran when I did, and those people just stepped away. But I'm hoping we try to encourage those who ran to be ready in 2024. We're going to be doing this again, and getting those individuals to join us in the 2024. And I see an Andrew Crime who is on here, and there was one other person, and the name's not coming to me right now, but I do want to also identify Patrick Morrison. Thank you, Patrick, for stepping up to serve last year when we had members step away for personal reasons from the board. So
you are welcome.
I feel we got a lot done, and we can talk about that at another time, but just sometimes it's good to let people know you appreciate them and what they've done and their willingness to show up on the second Wednesday of every month to be a part of whatever support can be given to the station. Now, with that being said, one thing I would like to do and try to stick to tonight is that we've had the roll call. I've given my little acknowledgement of individuals, and we need a timekeeper. Is there anyone willing to be a timekeeper on this evening?
I'll do it, Madam Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas.
I don't have the agenda in front of me. Do the items have times on them?
Yes, they do. And,
I don't have the agenda.
Eileen, can you post that in the chat? Eileen, did you get a copy of the agenda?
I should have one. I just need to look for it.
Okay. Yes. If you could do that, that would be, appreciated. And,
sorry, I had stepped away. I do have the agenda.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, if we need to post it in the chat and, in the chat, there's other information being shared. And also, I think members of the board and hopefully the new, board members got, a document that Ellen put together that identify the people who are currently members and those who will be leaving the board. And one person I forgot, and I'm thankful that he agreed to be the timekeeper, and that's Thomas Blant. So Thomas is leaving the board, but I know he's not going anywhere. He'll still be working with us and dealing with the show that he was able to bring to WPFW, which is a very important one. And even with him assisting me as vice chair, you know, thank you, Thomas, for stepping up.
You're welcome.
To work with us. I need to, ask if everyone had a chance to look at the agenda and the minutes to see if there are any additions to the agenda or any corrections or changes to the minutes. So do we have any at this time?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm not, This may or may not be relevant. I'm not sure if you're aware. We got an email communique a short while ago from the PD, which
and let me. I saw the email that came through. So let's wait.
Okay. Okay. I'm mentioning that only because that may affect the agenda. That's why I brought it up.
Okay. Well, thank you for mentioning it. And also has Jerry joined us yet? The general manager, is he on with us yet?
Yes, I am. I'm just muted because I'm in a fairly noisy environment right now, but I'm joining.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you for joining us. But, and we have a space for the, PD or a time for the PD information report. So we'll, address that document at that time. Okay.
Thank you.
Now going back, is there anything that, any additions to the agenda? Okay. So hearing no, I'm Chair. Sorry, Irene, I see your hand. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Irene. When you first spoke, Minerva, you said agenda and minutes.
Right. But I want to.
Okay.
Then yeah, I'm
lowering my hand.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, is there any, one more time, any additions to the agenda? Okay, so hearing no additions to the agenda, we'll move with the agenda as it's been provided. Now, in terms of the minutes, are there any additions, corrections, or changes for the minutes? Okay, Irene, I see your hand.
I provided Irene, you some, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you? Okay, I provided some additions and some comments to the minutes. I have not seen an updated version of it, so I'm not sure if it was addressed, were my concerns addressed. So, I do have objections to the minutes at this time because I have not seen a copy of the amended minutes.
Okay.
May I speak, Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
When the minutes are on the floor, the chair normally asks for corrections. And so at that time, board members can make corrections. And if they are amenable to everybody, minutes can be corrected by unanimous consent. However, if someone wants to add something that other people are not sure about adding, then it may require a vote. So I noticed that, someone said that they wanted to make some comments. No, that's not allowed. It's corrections or nothing.
They were okay. Corrections.
Okay. What were your corrections, please?
Well, one of them, and I outlined them in an email to the secretary last week. One was the correction of my name. I am not Irene Jefferson. I am Irene Adams. And the other had to do with the report of the PD, which the PD was absent and no report was provided. That was my correction because those were the facts. She was not in attendance and the PD was not in attendance, nor was a report provided. And the last one, and I'm trying to look for my email to Ellen. It's going to take a minute to get through it, but it had to do with something being unanimous. There, it was unclear what unanimous meant when they were, when we were discussing a motion from the floor in regards to event that needed to be, that one, that someone wanted to be done, within the month. And, it was not unanimous because I objected to that because I knew that that could not be done within a month. So, it was not unanimous. So I didn't know what unanimous meant in that when it was referring to that event. So it was unclear to me. So I wanted that clarified in the minutes, what unanimous meant.
Well, no doubt your name changed.
Okay, I need everyone to mute, please.
There's no doubt that your name can be corrected by unanimous consent. No one objects to you correcting the minutes to reflect your correct name. As far as the other two, Ellen, if you're still on the line, you will have to speak to those corrections.
Can I speak?
Please go ahead, Ellen.
Okay. Cause I sent an email to Irene, and Irene, I guess you didn't really respond to the, you know, cause I was explaining. But anyway, in regards to your name, I said, you know, I had you as Anita Irene Adams, but then you were saying it was changed. So I changed it, and but then I changed it back to what you want, you know, because I was explaining that you were, came on the board as Anita Irene Adams, and you said that's not your name in the beginning. And then it went to Irene Jefferson, and I told you I went back. No. And I did go back.
Okay.
I did change it. I changed it, sweetie.
Excuse me. Just a moment, Ellen.
I changed
Ellen.
It back. Okay. And so then let me just tell you, I changed it back, but until I send it out to everybody, you can hold it up and till next month and do it that way. Okay. Then the other thing is, you said, please indicate in the minutes that no report was provided by the PD. And there were comments in the chat that pointed out that she wasn't there. And since you have been on the board since 2021, in the minutes, you and the LSB have approved indicating that the GM and PD could not attend the meeting. And it wasn't mandatory to write that they didn't give a report. But if the board wants that, I'll put that, made that correction. Just let me know any corrections y'all want.
Okay.
And then the next one. Okay. Let me go to the next one. And then third, she said the programmers committee's chair also requested a copy from anyone who was on the LSB to provide a copy of the programmer's bill. And I think Dennis addressed that, but you didn't say if you were okay with what he said. So I think you need to go back to his email. Let us know if you're okay with what he said, because he was the chair and he would know. I'm not the chair. I don't want to be the chair. Okay. So now
okay,
number
thank
four.
You,
okay. Let me go to number four. She had another one. Then she said the motion made by Thomas Blanton was not unanimous. I voted no. I didn't know what the major donor event was about. And so then I told her the motion was regarding the debate on Thomas's motion. It was calling the question. It was calling a question for a vote. Matters involving the debate shouldn't be included in the minutes. That's Robert's rules. Yes, you voted no on calling the question. There was no vote on the motion Thomas presented because no one disagreed. It was seconded and all agreed. And then I just said, thank you for reviewing the minutes. If you have further questions, please contact me. But I never heard anything else. Thank you. That's all. So I'll hold it up.
Well,
thank you, Ellen.
Well, and I appreciate you going through that, Ellen. But I just don't get myself involved in a whole lot of back and forth when it comes to these emails. When I'm addressing you in an email, I don't need comments from everyone else. I don't read them. I don't respond to them. So Dennis's comment would not have been relevant to me, except I did answer Dennis and told him I don't recall. I didn't recall, and I would like for them to show in the minutes where we voted on a programmer's bill of rights in 2021. And Ellen, my name has not been Jefferson for quite some time. And so I think you're getting confused. Okay. The fact that my email says Jefferson. That's okay. Not my name. My name is Irene Adams. Anita.
Okay.
Irene.
Thank
Adams.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
You,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
very
you,
much.
Ellen. Thank you for it. So
you're welcome.
Right now, we are showing that the minutes will be updated to show Irene's name is Irene. Excuse me?
I'm sorry. When you finish, my hand's up and it's been up. I'm just waiting to be recognized.
And I'll recognize you. So the minutes will reflect Irene's name will be shown as Irene Adams. And the part about the PD not being in attendance for the meeting, and I'm trying to find out, was there something in the minutes that said the PD provided a report?
No.
And
it
again,
wasn't. I just said she, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't.
Irene, I'm just asking that question. The issue
there was a comment quickly in the chat from the public that specifically asked, where was the PD's report? And so, the answer to that was no report was provided. It was in the chat.
Okay, and let me say this. Whatever is in the chat is not what we're putting in the minutes.
Correct.
We're going with the verbal
correct
information. The PD was not available. So we're leaving that. And we're not going into whatever. The chat is a completely different. That's not the meeting. So if it's stating that the PD was not present, and Ellen, that's what it's stating, correct?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay.
I said. I mean, that's what I put in there.
Okay. Thank you. So that there's no other discussion regarding whether she gave a report or not. That was not what we were looking at, who attended. And if there was something that was written to show that there was a written report, that would have been in the minutes. And it was not there. So we're going to go ahead and move on.
My hand is up, Chair.
Excuse me. I was getting ready to come to you. And
okay,
I'm going to
excellent
ask that you be respectful. I see
I am being respectful.
I
I'm trying to
well,
to be recognized. I'm
please,
following protocol.
Please, I'm
going
to let you
here
go ahead, Vanessa,
and
share
you
what
so
you
much
would like to share, please.
Okay. So first of all, it's not up to the chair to decide what goes in the minutes. It's up to the board to vote on what goes in the minutes. So the particular issue that I wanted to address was the commentary that was made in emails between LSB delegates about some of the proposed changes that Irene wanted to make. And it's unfortunate that Irene does not want to read when an LSB delegate says, I think the minutes should be changed to reflect this, that, or the other. And then other delegates respond to either agree or disagree or modify. I think it's unfortunate that the person proposing the changes does not give the courtesy or the respect to the other delegates to read the comments so that there can be some sort of mutual agreement as to how the minutes will be reflected. The particular issue that I am concerned about was Irene proposing the blanket statement. The PD wasn't present and she didn't present a report. The PD gave a note, presented the note, and the note was read to put into the record in terms of why she was not available. She provided a note. So to simply say she wasn't there and she didn't give a report leaves out the context. The reality of what happened was that she could not. She provided a reason and apologized. So I think if the minutes are going to say anything, either reference that the PD provided a note explaining the absence or just provide the note verbatim that the PD gave. But otherwise, it's misleading.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa. Mr. Tatum, I see your hand.
Yeah, I was just going to say notes fall in line with chats. If someone read the note in the meeting, then it would go in the minutes. But if the note was not read, then it's not part of the minutes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Tatum. And again, unless there is any other corrections to the minutes, well, let me ask, are there other corrections to the minutes? Let's put it that way. And
point of information.
Go ahead, Vanessa. What's your point of information?
I want to be clear about what the minutes are going to say with regard to the PD attending or not. Because as I just said, to simply say she wasn't there and didn't give a report does not give the full context. It gives a different impression than what actually occurred. So again, stating that no one person, even the chair, can decide what goes in the minutes, I want to be clear about what that's going to say. I don't remember All right. if the note was read or not, but some reference could be made to it that she provided an explanation.
I have a point of order, Madam Chair.
Not true.
Okay. Point of order.
Madam Chair, we've just had an official ruling from the parliamentarian on this matter. That essentially settles the issue.
Point of order, Chair.
All right. What is your point of order, Vanessa?
Parliamentarians don't give official rulings. Chairs do. Parliamentarians don't. They give advice. They give recommendations. They give information.
All right.
They don't do rulings.
Thank you.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm asking that you concur with the parliamentarian.
And that is what I'm getting ready to do, Eric. Thank you. And Vanessa, I'm going to ask you to please lower your hand. It was noted that the PD did not attend the meeting. She sent an email to the entire board, and it was noted that she was not able to attend. So that's what should be in the minutes.
Okay, there was nothing. That's what's going to be in the minutes. I agree with that. I have no disagreement. Thank you.
I'll just tell you quickly, this is Ellen. That's what was in the minutes, Vanessa. Thank you.
Okay, so again, we need to move on. And let me just share this with you, Vanessa, and everyone on the board. I have sat and heard people tell me what the chair can and cannot do. And basically, the chair can identify information that's supposed to be in the minutes. And if it's there, then we move forward. So that's where we're going. So with that being said, and if there are no corrections to the minutes.
We need to move forward. It's
members of
for
the
information.
Body can disagree with the chair. That's a fact.
Hey, listen.
Thank you.
Let's not use point of information anymore, please, because it's not in Robert's Rules of Order 12. It's in 11. The word has changed to request for information, which means that you have a question.
Hey, and thank you, Mr. Tatum. And Bill, I see your hand up. We're going to take you as the last person. We need to move forward. We put time limits on the meeting, so please, Bill, go ahead.
I was going to suggest that we do move on. I don't know what the terminology is to squash this so we can get on with the business of the meeting, which I think most people
would agree. Call for the orders of the day.
Call for the orders of the day.
That's what it is.
Okay. Calling for the order of the day. Please.
There you go.
Okay. So with that being calling for the order of the day, then it's telling me that we move on to the next agenda item. And, again, so I'm showing that the minutes, can I get approval for the minutes being presented with the corrections that have been made?
So moved, Chair.
All right, thank you. So now
I got to accept. So moved.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So moved is not a motion. Without objection, the minutes are approved. That's it.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Now, the next item on the agenda is the general manager's report. So, at this time, Jerry, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. I'm muting. Forgive me. I have to make a few changes before I start so that you can hear me properly. Give me a few seconds. Much to report, by the way.
Here, you have 15 minutes.
Okay, coming up, almost connected. Are you hearing me okay now?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. Okay, so, like I said, quite a bit to report. First of all, we came out of our fall pledge drive a qualified success. There would people be upset if I even use the term success because we did not make our goal. We inflated the typical fall drive goal from 300,000 to 350,000 in order to make up for some age tables that we had and to help Pacifica because our parent company was in financial trouble also, and we were making an effort to put some money into the overall family fund, if you will. We came out of that drive at a total of 300,000, which is not bad for a 21-day drive, and it is above par in comparison to our siblings in terms of how other drives perform within the foundation. There's a lot of work. Some of the funds accrued after the fact, if you will. We have some major donors that kicked in some major funds. There's some efforts that were made by our development people that are on board that bought in significant funds, and all in all amounting to an additional $15,000 on top of the tally that is reported on the screen that we all use to see how pledge drives are performing. Now, most recently, on the last day of the drive, we had an incident. Well, I really won't call it an incident. We had circumstances where we had to go to reduced power. That lasted Saturday morning. I guess that was the 28th for about 5.5 hours. We went from 50,000 watts to 2,000 watts, which meant people outside of the beltway were not hearing us clearly. Staticky, not clearly, but inside the beltway, typically, it's pretty strong. But nonetheless, it was unfortunate that it had to happen during a pledge drive, but it was necessary because our neighbors had to do work on the tower. And you can't run full power while people are on the tower in front of the antennas. It would kill people. So cooperatively, as we always do, we reduced power so they could do the work. And cooperatively, they did some work for us also. They found some things that were in need of attention on our antenna and addressed it for us. So we're in good shape. We came back up to full power 4.5 hours later, and things are actually better than they were before power was reduced. It was unfortunate that it happened on a day and a time which is prime time for the pledge drive. We tried to get American University to reschedule it, but it involves all the clients on the tower, and there's about 5 of us in this cooperative that have to cooperate to make this happen in a timely fashion, so we were locked in. It happened. It's over with. We're better for it. So since we did raise a significant amount of money in the pledge drive, we recently got caught up on arrears. We are paid in our office rent. We were significantly behind. We are paid up through, to November in office rent. We are also paid up through November in our tower rent. We had an incident a little while back where we went into default with our tower payments because a payment to American University was intercepted, and it was fraudulently readdressed to a criminal, I guess. I don't know what to call the person that did it, but they caught the fraud, and we were refunded, and then we eventually made the payment to American University, which got us out of default with them. So all in all, the station is in relatively good health financially, although we do have age payables, outstanding payables that have to be addressed, but we've been addressing them as we can. We have to prioritize payments. Of course, the highest priority is payroll. Second highest priority is health care, and then we whittle our way down to what has to be paid for us to stay operational and for us to stay in business and work our way through. It's unfortunate that we still are operating somewhat paycheck to paycheck, but we have augmented the revenue coming into the station by way of off-air events that have been doing fairly well, actually. We had a couple of our programmers put together an off-air event that brought in some money. One of our consultants put it together, a couple of events that came together quite nicely, actually, and brought in some more revenue to the station. So we're proceeding with those operations, and it's coming along. A lot of work, but it is paying off. So steady it goes as far as the overall health of the station. We are entertaining reopening as statistics are changing in terms of what is going on with any type of pandemic activity, with the caveat that our parent company, Pacifica, has an issue at this time with the liability insurance. So we can't have guests at the radio station at this time because we don't have any liability insurance to cover guests. There's a workaround where we'll be able to get people to sign waivers if they choose to do so. Some people may not want to sign a waiver, so that we can maybe have phone volunteers for the upcoming pledge drive and maybe reduce some of the expenses that we face when we have the answering services solely as the operators for our pledge drive. So those are the things that are, I would say, most current right now. A lot of work has been going on. We have our local archiving system in place now, because we have had some problems with the central system, which is run by Otis. It's a Pacifica-wide system. It had some failures. We've had people look for archive shows. They don't exist. Or if we can recover them, we're trying to recover what we can, but now we have a local server that is recording our programming 24/7, so that we've got full archiving now. So work is continuing. And Chair, I don't know if this is appropriate as part of the general manager's report to give a report about myself.
Please go ahead and do that. Thank you.
Okay, I shall. I started this process about 4 months ago, but I started it from the top down. And I started dialogue with the executive director as regards my retirement. Pacifica doesn't operate from the top down, so it was up to me to get that information to filter to local governance, to this body, and to the station in general. I have submitted the official letter as regards my upcoming retirement. It is not a hostile retirement. It is just that it's time for me. The specifics of it operationally are that I am asking to retire first quarter of 2024. That would have me historical by April. I will help in the transition, because I know how the MASC committee works with the LSB going through the selection process for a new general manager, and I did not have the luxury of much of a handoff from the previous general manager. In this process of my retirement, I will make myself available to the LSB, the MASC committee, the staff, the programmers, everybody, in order to assist in the process of the transition to the IGM and eventually the new general manager. It is by no means me abandoning WPSW or Pacifica in any stretch of the imagination. So that's it. I'm approaching 70. I've been general manager for approximately 8 years. I think I've served longer than any other general manager in that position. And no need for me to try to be a martyr. So that's my report. Any questions?
Okay, I see some hands up, and I think Kamal, your hand went up first. I see Kamal, Eric, and then Bill Curtis. Okay.
Eric Ramey's hand was up there in the order from top down on the participant list. From top down is the order that.
Okay.
You got it right.
Eric.
Kamal Harris. Yes.
Is it me or no?
Yes, it's you.
Go ahead, great. Eric. Thank you. Thank
you, Kamal. Thanks, Jerry, for the report, and appreciate the, the expanded details there, following the finance committee report on Monday. A couple of questions if I could, and then, just want to, kind of address the bombshell kind of in the room here. So is it your understanding, Jerry, as general manager and as program director, that your reports are supposed to be issued in writing?
I don't know if the correct term would be supposed to be. It is not my understanding that it is required. I thought it was an either or proposition. I know desirable would be in writing for every meeting, but I felt that at least a verbal report be given. And if one could not be given, even a report in writing after the fact.
be submitted, which I'm not sure, but I think might have been the case with the PD.
You're not sure about the report after?
Okay.
Giving reports after the fact, because it would not necessarily come to me. It may be directed to the board.
Okay. And my second question on the liability insurance, the way that it was presented at the National Finance Committee was that everybody, not just guests, but any and everybody entering a Pacifica owned or leased property must fill out the waiver and we must keep it on file somewhere. Have we started to do that?
No, we have not. And in the term everybody was not used in our communications. It was guests. And PFW kind of becomes the petri dish, if you will, for determining who's covered and who's not covered, because we have volunteer, 100% volunteer programmers. Well, in terms of insurance, what are volunteers? Are volunteers guests? No. For insurance purposes, volunteers are unpaid staff that are covered if the ceiling falls in, Eric.
Well, that was Kamal. That was Kamal.
Okay. Kamal. Sorry, Kamal. Sorry. Yeah, so I don't understand how Pacific could say everybody has to sign a waiver. Kamal, is that what you're saying? We all have to sign waivers? Every employee there?
No, not the employees. This was anybody who's not a paid staff of Pacifica. So it would be all of the volunteers and all of the guests per se, vendors, or anybody that you might have come in onto the property. So that was the way that we received it at the NFC. So that's why I was curious as to if we had started that yet. So.
Okay.
Okay. No, we haven't. And it explains why the language is changing, because all of a sudden they're telling me, no, you can't call your volunteers anymore. You have to call them unpaid staff.
There you go. Okay.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
They're
trying to clarify a gray area.
Okay.
And then my last question. You mentioned first quarter 2024. Is that the fiscal year or is this a calendar year for your retirement? And congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. Right now, I'm operating off of calendar.
Thanks, Jerry. Okay. Appreciate you.
Okay. And before I go to Eric, and Eric, I'm sorry. Thomas,
yes.
Please help me, and I'm sorry.
We're 13 minutes into it right now.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to interrupt? How do you want me to do
it? Yes, please, if people are going over. Eric, please.
Jerry, also congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for your stewardship. It's greatly appreciated. It came at a very critical time in the station's life, and your contributions are proven to be invaluable. I have just two quick questions. My usual first question is, do you have a sense of what percentage for this pledge drive was billed to cards as opposed to reminders? And secondly, we had an unconfirmed report going around regarding our colleague Sandra Truesdale Butler.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No. Okay, Eric, are you finished? Okay.
No. I was going to say
my second
question was that her death was reported widely in local media here. We got an email communication that no mention should be made on WPFW's airwaves until further notice or until we got an authorization from our next of kin. Can you share a rationale behind that? But again, my first question was, what percentage of the pledge drive donations went to cards as opposed to reminders?
Captain Chairman, we've exceeded our time for this segment.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. For a moment. I'm back.
You said he
shouldn't. Just one second. Eric, just one second. Gary. Thomas, what did you just say, please?
We've exceeded the time allocated for this segment.
Okay. So I need to ask the body, can we get, and this is extending it.
Chair, move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay. So everyone understands we've got 5 minutes to continue.
One second. Vanessa seconds. It requires a second.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa. Okay. So, go ahead. So Eric, we have your two. Jerry, please.
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry for that interruption. Repeat the question, please, because I think there was a question as regard a percentage between pledges inbound on card and otherwise.
Yes.
So, hold on. I would have to look at some data. I don't have any figures in my head. The question that came up in the finance committee meeting was, how do we reduce the charges that we incur from credit card services, which are rather high? But then we come to the realization that credit card services have high value. The high convenience of credit card payment, particularly in web pledges, which are invariably attached. We're trying to see if there are other ways, you know, to web pledges. Okay. And, you know, the impulse of the moment type pledges. So short answer to the question is no. I don't have that information on hand, Eric, but we can, I think, rather easily pull that up for you at a later time.
Oh, okay. Then the Sandra Truesdale Butler issue, if you can just touch on that briefly.
Oh, okay. Okay. I had heard that was when I was kind of interrupted. So we had heard from the family, that they wanted to be kind of quiet about it. Well, it became to the station that we wanted to wait until we got some approval from the family, Sandra Butler Truesdale's daughter, Tanya, to go public on it. But we had no controls. It actually slipped out on our air. You know, programmers, you know, knew and blurted it out, if you will. And then word came out to us that it was already widespread on social media. So on our part, we were just trying to be respectful. It wasn't a shortcoming or anything, but we were just trying to be respectful to the family, what we thought were the family wishes. So I was actually very, very close to Sandra Butler Truesdale, and I got FaceTimed with somebody that was at her bedside for her last breath. So, you know, we're just trying to be as respectful as we could.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. We're running out of time. Irene, Dennis, Bill, quickly, please. Sorry.
I just wanted to say quickly, Jerry, thank you for your service. I have been in the station as a volunteer when you actually ran out of the station to climb the tower to fix something. And I was like, truly a crazy man right there. But I know what you've done, and I've seen you in action, and I do appreciate you and all that you have done for the station. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for that. And it's been a pleasure and an honor to serve.
Okay. Dennis?
Yeah, I also want to thank you, Jerry, and especially for your offer to cooperate with the board and your successor. That's going to be crucially important. And especially since we actually do not have a mask committee, we're going to have to reorganize that. So, thank you and stay tuned.
Okay. Bill?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks. I want to say also thanks, Jerry. You know, new on the board, you're a GM that I've interacted with. it's been an okay experience and I appreciate you very much. But I want to say also, the issue of that written report, that might be a good thing to do, or to begin to do and just submit it for the record. The other thing I want to ask quickly is about, and I mentioned this in my own report, the LSB as a name, local station board, to be inserted into that drop-down menu on the secure donation page of the website. I was on the, you know, had the opportunity to do that show with Lona's help. And three people personally that I know wanted to donate. They didn't find us, so they did not donate. Now, I know that, well, Otis or whoever on the back end of the website, that needs to be fixed and that needs to be a priority. Otherwise I know that in this case, we lost a little bit of the opportunity to get those donations. Last thing, I think I want to mention is about the, tracking of, Cash App.